think that most wind farm developers in New South Wales would have felt the same, and that's extreme disappointment about Barry O'Farrell's comments. And he did later say that those were his own views and not the views of his party, but nonetheless, it's not the kind of setback we need. And I'm sure that as he beds into to his role, he'll have a chance to reread his own Liberal National Plan for an affordable, sustainable energy industry and look through all of the benefits and all of the promises made there, which is, you know, about developing a renewable energy plan to provide 20% of renewable energy and looking at all of the advantages for regional investment and jobs that the renewable energy industry will bring. So we are pretty disappointed, but hopefully the position will be corrected as we go on.
Yes, like you say, it's the personal opinion. And around a month before that, Andrew Stoner, the Deputy Premier, tweeted a similar personal opinion about wind farm technology. Are you surprised that the leaders of the coalition have these personal opinions?
I'm not surprised that they have those opinions, but I am surprised that in their current positions they might actually express them, especially where they so clearly do not correspond to their stated policy, which is on the web for all to read. That sends a very mixed message, and we're talking about large-scale investment in New South Wales, and we're talking about people in regions like Broken Hill who are really hoping the wind farm will move to construction, and I just don't think it's at all helpful.
There's a lot of fear regarding the carbon tax and the impact it'll have, especially in regional Australia. Do you see renewable energy investment as a potential positive and a way to mitigate any negative impact?
Oh, definitely. I think that, yes, the more renewables we get into the grid, the more robust that grid will be. And there are all sorts of studies out there showing that this will assist with the price of electricity. So I think it's definitely a positive.
Are you worried that the current government will be less accommodating than previous ones?
I'm a little confused, as I think most developers of renewables would be, by such statements as the ones you've mentioned and the policy and plan that's stated. And obviously this is a government that's actually established a parliamentary secretary for renewable energy to champion the development of renewable energy. So I think that perhaps they'll have a conversation and work out where the personal comments should stop and the policy should be made known, rather than just discussing what they individually feel.
The Silverton Wind Farm project is a very large-scale infrastructure investment. Where are we at along for the line of development for the Silverton Wind Farm?
We're talking with parties about that investment. Obviously, it's a huge investment, and we're proceeding as far as we can in the current investment climate to move that project forward. And as soon as we have some information on that, we'll be delighted to give you a call and let you know.
Was the carbon tax, did you see it as a boost to the potential dealings and workings with the Silverton Wind Farm?
It's no setback, that's for sure. Yes, I think it provides some certainty for people, particularly the retailers who are looking to work out what generation they're going to invest in. I think having that certainty is very helpful.